We are learning Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, but we are in the middle of Chav Vav Amar Beis. In the Mishnah it said that the Shulchan, they told Amaratzim, be careful, do not touch the Shulchan. Why? Because if they touch the Shulchan, it becomes Tamei. And you cannot be Tayyavel the Shulchan. Why? Allah is, you're not allowed to take it out of the Heichel, because it says, Lefanai Tamed, always has to be in the Heichel. So therefore, be careful, don't touch it. That means we are assuming that it becomes Tamei. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe it shouldn't become Tamei. It's a Kli Eitz that's a Osu L'Nachas. And by a Kli Eitz, a wooden Keli, there's a Drasha that it has to be something that you move around. This is made to stay one place because you keep it in the Heichel the whole time. So it's a Osu L'Nachas, not a Kabbal Tomo. So the Gemara answered that you do pick it up to show the Oile Regalim that the Chiba, that Hashem has the Kli Yisrael and the bread is hot. And therefore it is something you move around. But now the Gemara has another question. The Tepiklei, that's where we're starting from, but typically, Mishum Tzipui, that L'chaira, it was covered with gold, and gold is matches, is metal, and metal doesn't have a din of Asi L'Nachas. The Lach is a metal keli is Makabal Toma, even if it's made to stay in one place. This whole din that has to be able to be moved, that it's something you do move, is only Kli Eitz. But something that's a Kli Matches is Makabal Toma, even if it's Asi L'Nachas. So, typically, Mishum Tzipui. And I'll bring you a raya that the keli goes after the covering. The covering is what makes the keli. That's now into the Mishnah. Hashulchan va'adulfaki, you have a table or a dulfaki, which is a folding chair, and it was made out of leather, so it was a keli, shenifchasu, and it got ruined. Oy, or shechipan b'shai, she covered it with stone, with marble. Marble is not makabal tumah. You covered it with stone. B'shaye behem mokam anokas kaisas. And left over in the leather that got ruined, or leather that was not covered, was a mokam to put a kais down. The halacha is it's tame, because that's enough room that is still usable. And since it's usable, it retains its shame keli from before. Rabbi Yehuda, when he's in a little more space, makam anocha is chatichais. It's not enough to leave a makam up to hold a kais. You have to be able to hold a chaticha also, food there also. So what do you see? You see from this Mishnah that when it's covered with marble, it's not makabal tumah. So like Rashi explains, if it does a kula, if the covering makes a kula for the keli, kavacher makes a chumra. So here you have a kli eitz, you're asking me, you're talking about shulchan, that by Shulchan, we're saying that it has to be able to be moved, to be called a keli. No, let it be Asi L'Nachas. But since it's covered with metal, with gold, so therefore it's Mekabel Tumah as that. And you find that even Lekula, because it's covered, let's say it's covered with marble, it's not Mekabel Tumah, so for sure Lechumra, if it's a Kli Eitz Asi L'Nachas covered with metal, for sure will be Mekabel Tumah. So the Kasha, let it be Mekabel Tumah because it's covered with metal, it's tzipo with metal. So the Gemara Vechitim, you'll tell me like this, Shani Atze Shitim, the Chashivi. Atze Shitim is very chosh of a wood, Veloi Batli, and it's not bottled to the tzipui. That means a covering is, only if the covering is more chosh than the inside, is do you go after the covering. But here, the inside is more chosh, maybe it's not bottled. So Hanicha, that's true, the Rosh Lakash, Amaloi Shonuel, Bekliak, Salgim, Habam Dias Yam. Rosh Lakash says, this whole halacha, that the Shayish, is mevatel something, that a covering is mevatel something, only a certain type of wood that comes from a ksalgim, is the name of a place, that's not chashuv wood. A kli masmim, which is more chashuv, loy batli shaper. So then for your shlokash is good, because shlokash holds, taka ati shita will not be bottled to the covering. El Rabbi Yechon to Omar, I feel about kli masmim, now batli, that even a chashuv wood is bottled to the covering, and go in the covering is the ikker, my iklame, what are you going to say? What it means is shver is, that why do you have to come on to move the keli? Typically, because It's a kli matches. It's a kli matches. The chit heimer, you're going to tie it like this. Kam betzipoi oimid. Kam betzipoi shayne oimid. Maybe the only time the coating is the kli is only if it's screwed into the inside, into the wood. Like, but here, by the shulchan, Rashi says, maybe here it's not. Ain't a muchzik masmar, it's not nailed in, yafa. So maybe it's not. Maybe that's not called oimid. That's not called covering enough. That the coating is called is what the kli. What's the essence of the kli is the coating. Maybe the chitay becomes the oimid. The only time the coating becomes the essence of the kli is only if it's attached. But if it's not attached, that's not true. Is it talking about a tzipui that is standing or not standing, which means it holds, it's held onto the atishitim, onto the eitz or not? Does it cover the border or not? Va'amalein, Rav Yechon says, no, lois shana betzipu, ayim v'shana betzipu esherei omid, lois v'shana v'chayfer l'vav zav, lois shana v'chayfer l'vav zav. Rav Yechon answers, says, a coating is the essence no matter what. Say if it's omid, say if it's not omid. Say if it covers the sides, the border, say it doesn't cover the border. Either way, you go after the coating. That's the essence of the keli. Agav, Tosis speaks out, shall look at the Tosis, the first wide line. Shall mikdash lo haya omid, the shalosh shulchanos hayu. Zok Tosis in the first part, there were three shulchanos hayu mikdash. Kvin shalosh shulchanos. Everyone knows, especially if they use like all the picture books, the art scroll, you see the arayin has three kalim, right? The gold, the wood, the gold. What about the shulchan when it's covered in gold? You ever saw a picture where it says three kalim there? The top, the inside, the bottom? You saw the arayin, right? You've seen the arayin in three boxes. You know, you've seen that, right? You ever saw about shulchan? Tosis says shulchan was same like the arayin. It was covered, had gold. Like let's say the tabletop was gold, wood, and then gold. That's how it was covered. That's how it says. Shall mikdash lo yaya oimid the shalosh shacharis ay mikdash kemin shalosh shleisha arayinus shalosh vazal. Huh? Our Gemara says in oimid had it stick to it. It was put on top of its mashma. That's Tosfos. That's another pshat also. But that's some interesting idea. That, but Akbanim, once again, to ask like this, the Gemara's question is that here it's covered with gold, so why does it have to say you move it around? Even if it's Osil and Achas, it's still Makabal Toma. Why? Because you go bust the coating. Are you going to tell me the coating is not Oymid? No, Rabbi Yechon said, Saifetz Oymid, Saifetz Eno Oymid, I mean, Saifetz screwed into the Atishitim, Saifetz not screwed. Either way, it's called the essence of the Keli. It's Batal. So the question is, why by a Shulchan is it not called a metal Keli? That's the question. Let it be called a metal Keli. And for the Gemara, Elashani Shulchan, the Rachmana, Karya 8. The Torah calls it wood. The Torah is the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Chsiv, it says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it's talking about the third base of Mikdash, it's talking about the Shulchan here. This Pasuk is talking about the Shulchan. Hamizbeach 8, Shalish Amos Goy, but it was 3 Amos high, but Orcha Shtaim Amos, and the length was 2 Amos, and Miksois of Loy, and it had legs on the corner, but Orcha Vikirois of 8, and the length and the width and the walls were all 8. All made out of wood. By Daba Eli, Zeh HaShulchan HaShafnei Hashem. So first of all, it says, it's called an eitz. There's a problem that starts with the Mizbech and Shulchan. We don't always talk about the Shulchan. So you see, the Shulchan is called eitz. That's teaching us that even though maybe you go baser the coating usually, you go baser the covering. But here, the Torah says, no, it's called eitz. And the Gemara has a question there. Pasach b'mizbeach, b'sayim, b'shulchan. It starts off with the word Mizbech, calls it a Mizbech, and then calls it a Shulchan. We know it's a Shulchan. Look at the Pesukim in Mechaz, we go to the Shulchan. Why is it called Mizbech? So Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yechon Shlok was talking to Vayu. Bezman shebeis mikdash kaya mizbech mechapar al adam. When you had the beis mikdash, you know what was mechapar a person? The mizbech. Achshav shulchanoi shel adam mechapar lav. The shulchan of a person is mechap on him. Like Tosfos says, the reason is gadol koyach halagima. Someone gives food to someone. That's the from the biggest things, and that's mechapar lav. That's one of the things that could be kapara. Just like so your table now has a dinner of a mizbeach. That's why people are makbid to stand on a table. You bring salt on the table. Why bring salt on the table? Because the table is a mizbeach. It comes from this pasuk. The table is a dinner of a mizbeach. Just like mizbeach is mechaper, the table is a mechaper also. But upon them, that's a drush to answer why is a mizbeach on shulchan. But what we do take out the gavi arsug is that it's called eitz. So you see, even though it's coated with metal, it's still called eitz. Therefore, the kasha was, why is it a kabbal tumah? It's kliyah sula nachas. And that, the Gemara answered before, that they pick it up, the show klai Yisrael, the chiba, therefore, it's called a, therefore it's a kabbal tumah, because it's not called a sula nachas, because they pick it up and move it around. So, the Gemara Vayit explaining the Mishnah Vayit. It said in the Mishnah that Kol HaKeilim Shehem Mikdash has doubles and triples. And then it says, Kol HaKeilim Shehem Mikdash Tu'unin Tvila. All Keilim need Tvila, the Mishnah said. Chutz Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Peshen Ke Karka. The Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaNechoshes are considered like Karka. We'll see in the Gemara Drosh in a second. See like Karka. Karka is not Makabal Toma. Therefore, it doesn't need Tvila. Div Rav Eliezer. V'chomer Impeshen Metzupim. Because they are covered. We have to know what those words mean. That we'll learn in our Gemara now also. So first things first. It says that Rab Eliezer says the mizbeach azov nechoshes are karka. Where do you know that from? Zokti Mark mizbeach nechoshes. It says in the pasuk mizbeach adama ta'asali, which is talking about mizbeach achitzain. Remember the two mizbeaches in the Beis Hamikdash. Outside the heichal, in front of the heichal, in front of the oil ma'ed, is the mizbeach nechoshes. That's where you brought all the animals, all the kabanas, the dam, zrikas adam. That's called mizbeach nechoshes, and the Torah calls that mizbeach adama. Inside the heichal, besides for the menorah and the shulchan, was the mizbeach hazav, where he brought the kateres. Now that's not called mizbeach adam, Mizbech Adom and Tasli is going to Mizbech Nechoshes. So Mizbech Azov, how you know it's called Mizbech Adom, and that's why it's not Mekabel Toma. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, HaMenoira VaMizbechois, this Pasuk, it says, Alosha HaMenoira VaMizbechois, and it says, Hekesh Mizbechois to each other. HaMenoira Mizbechois, Iskush Mizbechois Zelazeh, the Mizbechois are hookish one to another, it's a Pasuk Parash Mizbah, that the Mizbech are hookish to each other, and therefore, just like Mizbeach Rechoshes is Ksidr Adam, it's not my Kabbalah Tumma, the same thing, Mizbeach Hazov is the same exact thing, that also it is called Adam. How do you know the Pasuk, Mizbeach Adam is talking about Mizbeach Rechoshes? Because the Pasuk says in that Pasuk, it says that Mizbeach Adam Tasli, Vizvachtulav es Eile Secho, Veshlomecho, es Tsoynecho, Vespekorecho. Which Mizbeach do you bring animals on? That's Mizbeach Achitza, not Mizbeach Hazov. But all the Mizbeach, you know from a Hekish. Now, Chom say to him, you know why it's not Mekabel Tumah? Because it sounds like, right? It says, Rabbi Yezer says, not Mekabel Tumah, you know why? Because Kakarka. It makes no sense. What's it covered with? Gold, right? If it's covered with gold, or Nechoshes, by the Mizbeach and Nechoshes, if it's covered with metal, so if it's covered, it shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, it's not Adama. Adarabba, keeping the Mitzupin in the Matama, it should be Tame. So what's Pashup Shah reading in the Mishnah? How do you read this Mishnah? So we want to say two pshat. One pshat is like this. You gotta stick in some extra words. Vacham holds tummy. Why? Because it's covered with metal. That's one pshat. One pshat is they talk to argue. Say it's tummy because of the metal. Another teretz is v'boyisema rabbanon l'Rabbi Yezer ka'amri. Rabbanon are talking to Rabbi Yezer. He says, Rabbi Yezer, you, let me think about what you're saying. You're saying the reason why mizbeach is not makabel tummy is because mizbeach adama. L'chayra, Why should it be Mekabel Tumah at all? What do you have to tell me Mizbeach Adam? Why should it be Mekabel Tumah? It's the Kli Eitz Al-Sil Nachas. Oh, so you want to tell me because it's Mitzupim? That's what you want to say. But maybe that doesn't make sense. Let's see. Why say Rabbanon Lezer Kamri? My Daitach, why are you learning that you have to say that it's called Adama, it's called Karka, not the Mekabel Tumah? Mishum the Mitzupim? Mevatel Batel Tzipik Abayu. The Rabbanon hold that the tzipui is not the essence of the keli. Why? So Rashi explains because the Torah calls it eitz. It says on top of the omid, mizbeach eitz. Even though it's talking about the shulchan, but since it calls mizbeach eitz, we see it's called eitz. So Rabbanon Tanya to the Rabbi Eliezer, what do you have to say it's karka? Oh, because mitzupim? That's what you have to say karka? Mitzupim doesn't count here. Mitzupim in the usual place counts, but here it's called eitz, so mitzupim doesn't count. And mitzupah doesn't count, so it's anyway not mekabel tumah. Why not? Because it's osi lenachas. Because you don't move the mizbeach around. It's osi lenachas, and therefore, it's not mekabel tumah stamazoi, and not because kekarka. It's because it doesn't deserve the mekabel tumah because it's eitz. You tell me it's covered? No, the tzipa doesn't count because it's called mizbeach eitz. So that's how you read the Mishnah. Either way, the Mishnah needs a little, explanation. When you learn this Mishnah, you learn Mishnais, the Chom Hesh Mitzupim, either Pshat is Chom Metamim because it's Mitzupah, and it's not called Adam because it's Mitzupah, that's the essence. Or they're saying to Rabbi Yezer, what do you need the din of Karka, L'chayra, only because of Mitzupim? Mitzupim doesn't count here because it's called mizbeach eitz. So the Gemara Vaita. Om Rabba Vol, Om Rabba Lozo. Talmud Chok, Tamid Chomim, Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shaletes Behem. Tamid Chomim, the Or Shal Gehenim does not harm them, does not reach them. Kav Chomer, and it's Talmud Chok, why is he doing Gehenim? But he has a certain Averi he has to go to Gehenim for, but that won't harm them. Kav Chomer is Salamandra. What's a Salamandra? Rashi Salamandra is something that's Nivra As Min Ha'or. It's a Chaya that if you burn a fire in one place for 7 years, it has to do with Kishif. Then out of the fire will grow a certain animal called a salamandra. From Taisus Mashma, it's like a frog type of animal, a frog or a squirrel, but that's what it looks like. But it's created from the fire. And this salamandra, if you take its blood and you smear yourself with it, then you're fireproof. Ma salamandra is told us, it's told of Eshi, Hasach Madama. If someone smears himself with the dam, Ein Arsh Letus Boy, fire will not have effect on you. Talmud Chacham is called Gufanesh. The Chesiv Loi Koy Devarai Keesh Nu Hashem. The Talmud Chacham, who is a shtick fire, Alachas Kama Kama, for sure fire will not harm him. Omra Shlokish Ein Arsha Kedem Shlokish Paish Yisrael. Even Paish Yisrael will do Averis. Rishon, the Arsha Kedem will not be Shlokish for them. Kavachayim Mizbeach Azov. Mam Mizbeach Azov She'er Lava Ka'evi Din Azov. It was coated with a very thin layer of Zahav, like the thickness of a coin. Kamashonim, and for years and years you're bringing Keteris, and still it's beautiful gold. Ein arsh let us boy, poisha Yisrael from Leim Mitzvah Karimoin, alakas kam v'kama. So before we finish the riot that I was speaking out, L'chairo, so what's the difference in Talmud Chacham and a poisha Yisrael? Like they're the same thing, right? So Tosis and Erevin, daf your test, asks this kasha, and Tosis answers that the difference is like this, that Talmud Chacham goes to Gehenim, there's no effect whatsoever. The Poish Yisrael turn black. Like the Marsha Rosh Hashanah, they turn black. That much, yeah. They're not destroyed from it, but they do turn black. That's what it says in Tosfos, in Maseches Erev, in Dafet Testament Aleph on the top. Now, also Tosfos speaks out over here, that when it says Poish Yisrael in Yisrael Gehenim, it means a certain type of Poish Yisrael. Of course, there are Poish Yisrael who don't even come out of Gehenim. Poish Yisrael begufon, or do not come out of Gehenim at all, and I and Shalom Gemara Hashanah, exactly what Poish Yisrael begufon is. Could be someone that didn't wear tefillin on purpose. These type of things might be worse. Poish Yisrael v'gufan. We're talking about not Poish Yisrael v'gufan. Now it says Poish Yisrael shemilei mitzvahs kriyim. They're filled like mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. The chesiv says in the pasuk. The pasuk says kipelach harimoin rakosech, which pasuk means it's like the wedge of a pomegranate is your complexion, your side of your head. Ba'altikar rakosech el rekonim shavach. It means the empty ones. The empty ones of you are filled like mitzvahs, like a remoin. So alachas kam kama, nothing will happen to them. Madach zov, the mizbeach zov, a small little tiny thin layer of zov, doesn't get ruined. A poish yisrael is full of mitzvahs like a remoin. Alachas kam kama. So for the kasha, if he's full of mitzvahs like a remoin, which is full of mitzvahs, why is it called a poish yisrael? It'd be a tzaddik, not a poish yisrael. So why is it called even not a poish yisrael? Why is it called a konim? Why are you calling him empty? Why is he empty? He's full. He's full of mitzvahs. Why are you calling him Rekonim? That's the kasha. The sach turism is kasha. Some want to answer because they have the wrong machshav when they do mitzvahs. But the Rav Dovah Varsky says, the pshat is like this. We look at a remoin. Every kernel, every seed is separate. It has like a membrane in between them. If someone does mitzvahs, but every mitzvah, no shachas other mitzvah. There's no continuity. There's nothing, no tzara shava between them. There's no common denominator between them, then you blive a reikon. A mitzvah has also to be one kavana, avodas Hashem. You are a servant of Hashem, you're eved Hashem. All your mitzvahs have to be connected. They have to be one thing, not you just do a mitzvah just because that's what you do. That's all connected, avodas Hashem. Then you're not a reikon. Here it's a reikon, there's the separations in between, they're not together. Once the one thing they're together, that's where you reach a level of being a Talmud Chacham and a full of mitzvahs and not a reikon. Hadron Allah Chaim Bekoidesh Veslik Allah Masekas Chagiga Bli Nedev. For those that did it, Mazel Tov.